This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Over 40 million Arabic people around the world tune into the Arabic news network Al Jazeera, which went on the air in 1996, through its satellite broadcast from Qatar. Al Jazeera has been able to circumvent Arab governments that censor the news. The network's critics say that its news is biased against America and Israel. The documentary, The Control Room, takes us behind the scenes of Al Jazeera just before and during the war in Iraq. It was shot at Al Jazeera's headquarters in Qatar and 10 miles away at CENTCOM, the U.S. military central command, where reporters from around the world had gathered for briefings from the American military. The movie introduces us to some of the journalists at Al Jazeera and shows their interactions with U.S. military press officer Lieutenant Josh Rushing. Rushing has since been promoted to captain. In this scene, Lieutenant Rushing is speaking with Hassan Ibrahim, a reporter from Al Jazeera. The lieutenant had just said that the Americans believe that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction and that they had the will to use them against us. Okay. Ibrahim responds.
When did Saddam threaten the U.S. with weapons of mass destruction?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question. We believe he had the will to give them the forces to use against us and... Well, go ahead.
I'm just conveying to you what people are saying. They're saying that the U.S. is inventing a purpose as it goes along. In the beginning, it was weapons of mass destruction, and then the whole thing transformed into removing Saddam from power. So,
why do they think we're doing it? What do they think our motives are?
No one knows. I mean, people think you're there. People think you're there to basically control the oil of Iraq, control the Iraqi foreign politics, to control the region.
I won't back down off of my point when we talk about our intent in this, in what we're doing. We're not here to occupy an Arab land. We're not here to take their oil. We're not here to kill Arabs or take mosques or any of the other myriad of reasons.
Throughout the film, Ibrahim and Lieutenant Rushing continue their conversation in the hopes of understanding each other's point of view. My guests are Jahan Nujaim, the director of the film The Control Room, and Samir Kadir, a senior producer at Al Jazeera, who is prominently featured in the film. Captain Rushing wanting to join our interview, but the Marine Corps declined to give him permission. I asked the director, Jahan Nujaim, why she wanted to make the movie.
I've grown up between the Middle East and the United States my entire life. My mother is American and my father's Egyptian. And going back and forth, you see very different perceptions of what's happening in the world. And that leads you to think about where are people getting their perspectives from and leads you to the news and news creation. And I used to volunteer at a very small village on the outskirts of Cairo, which was a very poor neighborhood. I used to teach classes there. And I remember going back soon after Jazeera started, and people were pooling their money together to buy satellite dishes because they were able to watch these debate shows that had addressed topics that were previously taboo. And so it was fascinating to watch people watching these programs about the role of religion in the government and the issue of the veil and many, many issues that had never been talked about before. And they had become very, very widely criticized by different Arab governments, including the Egyptian government. And then more recently, they were heavily criticized by the United States and the U.S. administration. So I was just thinking, you know, this channel that's so popular with the people and yet so hated and just criticized by all of these governments, you know, has to be doing something right. And who are these people behind it?
What was your approach when you went to CENTCOM during the war in Iraq to cover how Al Jazeera was covering the war, and to also, you know, speak at length with a U.S. Military press officer and speak as well to other members of the American media? What was your strategy in comparing and contrasting?
You know, I don't think I had much of a strategy, and I didn't really seek out to compare and contrast. What I wanted to find were people that were really... going through a struggle to try and figure out, you know, how to report the news as fairly as possible, how to get the information. And when I went to CENTCOM, I spoke to a number of Western journalists. I spoke to people from ABC, CNN, NBC, across the board. But it was very difficult to get access at the time because there was a kind of a culture of fear because Peter Arnett had just been fired for talking to Iraqi television. And people were basically like, look, I have a lot to say on this, but I'm not willing to lose my job for this, you know, this documentary that you're doing. And everybody had signed contracts with their companies, that said that they weren't going to give their personal opinions on camera, that they weren't allowed to give their personal opinions. So we got very, very lucky in finding Tom Mintier from CNN. He was a seasoned journalist. He'd started with CNN. He'd been through the Vietnam War, the last Gulf War. And so when we met him and we talked to him about the project that we were doing, that we were just following journalists from Al Jazeera and from Central Command, he said, sure, I'll be a part of it. I don't know if he ever asked for permission. He's actually not with CNN anymore. But he was somebody that I think felt like he had the leeway to go ahead and give his views, but he was very careful about what he was saying. And then meeting Lieutenant Rushing was really completely by chance. I met him through through our executive producer, who was there as a journalist. And
Rushing is the military press officer who
right
interacts with all the press at CENTCOM.
Right, right. He interacts with all the press, but his assignment was to explain the American position in Iraq, primarily to the Arab journalists that were at CENTCOM, to mm-hmm. Al Jazeera, to Abu Dhabi Television, and to Al Arabiya. So I thought that he was going to be faced with some very interesting questions because he was somebody that, to me, seemed like he had a lot of integrity. He said very early on, look, I wouldn't be able to do this job if I didn't honestly believe that we're here for the right purposes. And, you know, maybe we won't decrease terrorism in, you know, a week, a month, but give it 10 years. We're looking at generations. We're looking long term here. And he was somebody that I found to be very, very dedicated and very good at what he did.
Now, Joshua Rushing, the U.S. military press officer, who part of your film is built around, he's one of the main characters, so to speak, in the movie. He was originally going to join us today in our interview, but then we found out he couldn't come. What was the reason for that?
Well, I'm not sure exactly where it is right now. Right before I came into this interview, I was making phone calls to see whether he could be a part of some of the interviews in the future. You know, I think this is really, it's really too bad because he's somebody that definitely opened my eyes and made me see that the military is a very diverse operation and you have people that are really trying to understand the other side, understand the point of view and interact with the other side. So we had dinner with him yesterday and he's in his hotel today and he's still waiting to get permission. But, hopefully it'll come through. It's actually a different section of the military that he got the permission from CENTCOM. It was his assignment to be dealing with this documentary as well as Al Jazeera. So hopefully he'll be able to talk about his views in the future.
My guest is Jahan Nujaim, and she directed the new documentary, The Control Room, which is about press coverage of the war in Iraq, comparing the perspectives of the U.S. military press officer of Al Jazeera and the American media. I want to introduce Samir Kadir, who is a senior producer with Al Jazeera, and he's one of the people interviewed in the control room. Samir, welcome. And let me ask you just a really big, broad, general question, and that is, how would you compare how Al Jazeera covered the war with how American TV covered it? And I should preface that by saying I know that American TV is made up of a lot of different stations who covered it differently, but I know I'm dealing with generalizations here, so that said,
it's our job to follow what other news organizations are doing because you have to compare yourself with somebody else, so as to try to assess yourself. I think that both of us, whether on Al Jazeera, in the United States, in Europe, every professional news organization covered the world the same way, with the same professional criteria, with the same dedication, with the same objectivity, but, and here's the difference, with a different perspective. For example, what's important for the American audience doesn't mean that this thing is important for an Arab audience. While the American organizations will focus on the American troops in the field, an Arab news organization will focus on the people of Iraq, the people who are suffering. This is the only difference. So it has, we have different perspectives, but the same coverage, the same criteria.
One of the specific comments about your war coverage that Joshua Rushing makes, and he is the U.S. Military press officer who's interviewed a lot in the movie The Control Room. He says that, you know, like right before you went to commercial breaks, there was a collage that would show, you know, American troops coming in and tanks and bombs, and then there'd be an image of a young child who was wounded with her head bandaged, as if the point of this collage was just to make a point that the Americans are there and they're causing suffering.
You have collage in all news channels. You have it on CNN, you have it on NBC, on ABC. Every news channel have their own collage. But if you look to the same collage on CNN or any American news channel, you will see something. And this something appeals to your audience. My audience, our audience in Al Jazeera, are the people of Iraq and the people of the Middle East. The people of the Middle East consider Iraq as their brothers, as Arabs and Muslims. So they focus on the suffering of the war. We didn't say that this war was just or unjust. We were just saying that this war brings suffering to the people. Is it the right instrument to be used to topple a dictatorship? That's all what we said.
I'm interested in how you're covering what's going on in Iraq now. Let's start with the prison abuse scandal. You know, Americans have been seeing the photographs of the naked Iraqi prisoners tied together with American soldiers giving the thumbs up sign. We saw the photograph of a naked Iraqi who was being threatened with attack dogs and who was later bit by one of those attack dogs, although that photo has not been released. Have you been showing those photos?
Yes, we have shown the photos that were shown by all news American organizations, no more, no less. We covered it exactly the same manner that was covered by the American news channels, with some focus, of course, on the fact that these kinds of practices used to be the rule when Saddam Hussein was in power, and they are still now considered as a general rule in many Arab countries. So the general feeling of our audience was the following. These practices are very common in this part of the world, but it's not common in the United States. And the United States, America, came to the region with the flag of freedom and liberation and democracy. So it was very odd for the Arabs to see these kinds of practices. So their reaction was, if America does the same thing as our regimes, what's the difference?
Are you covering the American reaction to those photos and to what went on at Abu Ghraib? The fact that there are hearings, that there's a lot of outrage, that that it was the American press that uncovered this, that even people in the CIA have leaked the information because they thought it was so wrong.
Yes, we covered these reactions in full. And you may be surprised to know that all the hearings, the congressional hearings, were broadcast live on Al Jazeera for 3-4 consecutive hours every day.
Did you get a big audience for that?
Yes. People love to follow these things, because they see democracy in action. They see accountability and responsibility.
I just want to ask you about something that I know has been very controversial in the United States, and that is the use of the word martyrs to describe suicide bombers. And I know that Al Jazeera uses the word martyrs to describe Palestinians who blow themselves up to attack Israelis. Have you been using the word martyrs for Iraqis also?
No, no. But you know, it's a theological debate here. I can't really answer you about that. But bear in mind that the word suicide attack in Arabic, in the Arabic language, suicide means infidelity, means that you don't believe in God. So we don't use the word suicide. So we are bound to use the word martyr. And the word martyr in Arabic, it doesn't have the same meaning like martyr in English or any other Latin languages. So you have, for example, somebody crossing the street and hit by a car, he's a martyr. This is the true, the full meaning of the word in Arabic.
I don't understand. What does it mean?
Martyr means that a person who's martyred is a person that God has chosen to call him to him, let's say. Now, I'm sorry, this is a debate that transcends my capacity, my intellectual capacity.
Is this a debate that you have at Al Jazeera, or does everybody at Al Jazeera agree about
it? Yes, we talk about that every day in our editorial meetings.
As an editor at Al Jazeera, what's your position on that? What do you argue when the debates begin?
I try always to push the direction of secularism and journalism, which means to leave all the spiritual and theological consideration behind us. But I'm only one, and I have others who support my position. But, you know, since we are a channel preaching democracy, we should at least be a democratic channel.
Are you saying that you lose on that one, but you defer to the majority?
No. Look, we don't vote on these things. There's no vote. There is a consensus.
Right. But are you saying you disagree with the use of the word martyr because it's too theological?
Yes, too much theological is.
What are some of the reactions you've gotten from Arab governments to stories that you've run? Some of the Arab governments are famous for press censorship. One of the important roles that Al Jazeera has played is as satellite television operating from Qatar. You don't have to pass your stories through the kind of government censorship that you'd have to operate from you'd have to deal with if you were based in certain other Arab countries. So,
yes.
Have there been attempts by Arab governments to try to pressure you into not covering certain stories, or
yes,
have there just been?
Course.
Yeah, tell
yes,
us a little bit about that.
Wait, there's nothing to tell. It's something obvious. Any government in the Arab world, when we try to tackle a given file, a given subject, they try to cover up the story, and they try to prevent us from covering it. And we had all the wrath of the religious establishment, the Islamic world, not only the Arab world. And we tackled also items regarding corruption in the highest sphere of Arab governments. And, you know, these questions are very, very sensitive in our area. When you tell your public that this or minister or this prime minister or this president is a corrupt one, and you bring the evidence of this corruption, of course, these countries will not be easy in dealing with us.
You say in the control room that you would take a job at Fox TV if they offered you. If they offered you one, I think that's probably not about to happen. But
No. It has nothing to do with it happens or not. It was a little taken out of context. The questions that was directed to me by Jihan, it was if I would consider to move to America to take a job in the United States, and I said why not. And from previous conversations, she used to know that I don't really appreciate what Fox News do regarding the war in Iraq. And her answer was, even with Fox? I said, why not? Even with Fox, yeah.
Now, in the movie The Control Room, you say that you hope to send your children to America to study. I think you also say you hope that they'll live in America. Do you have dual feelings about America?
No, I don't have dual feelings. I love America. I respect the American way and the American ideals. Everything about America, but like any Arab, Middle Eastern human being, I hate American policies, the American foreign policy regarding the Middle East, especially regarding the Palestinian question.
So you make a distinction between American foreign policy and American values in America itself.
Yes, of course. And this is what we always try to explain on the screens of Al Jazeera to our audience, that there is a difference between the American people and the American government. Even within the American government, any given American government, they are good, the good and the less good.
Well, thank you both very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Samira Kadir is a senior producer at Al Jazeera. Jahan Nujaim directed the new documentary, The Control Room.